Radio Business Report. Radio News.
Good morning. Bob DiCarlo here with your RBR Morning E-Paper for Thursday, July the 1st. The King returns and Infinity sues Clear Channel. We've got the details on this blockbuster plus a lot more. So sit back, scroll down, read, learn, and make money. Period. As we get on with today's hot ones.
RBR Radio News.
Infinity has added Howard Stern to 9 of their stations across the country, marking his return to 5 of the 6 markets where he's been off the air since February 26th, when Clear Channel axed the king of all media. At the same time, Infinity sued Clear Channel for $10 million for breach of contract for pulling Stern off its stations. MS Communications over-delivered on its guidance to the street for its most recent quarter and is promising more growth for the current one. But like the other broadcasting stocks, particularly in radio, MS is being treated like Rodney Dangerfield by investors, getting no respect. In his quarterly conference call with analysts, MS CEO Jeff Smulyan complained that Wall Street has overreacted to pacing numbers and other rumors about weak prospects for broadcasters.
While there may have been some pacing data, which is a little discouraging, the fact is that these businesses, and especially the businesses that are run at MS, continue to have remarkable relationships in their community and continue to find ways to create value.
Attorneys Erwin Krasno and John King of Garby Schubert Bearer have put together a quick, easy-to-take IQ test, which tells you whether or not you need to bone up on broadcast decency enforcement as practiced these days by the FCC. Krasno explains it's a painless, one might say even entertaining, true-false exercise. Try it. I'll wager you get at least one wrong, he said.
RBR, Ad Biz.
Here's a big win for McCann Erickson. The agency scored the $100 million Pfizer Viagra account after a review that included the incumbent Omnicom's Klein Davis and Mann New York, Omnicom's Merkley and Partners New York, and WPP's Berlin Cameron Red Cell New York. However, Klein Davis and McCann will keep the professional and online part of the account. Over in television with our RBR sister morning e-paper, TVBR.
TV News.
Here is what's happening. For the current fiscal quarter, which ends August 31st, MS is telling Wall Street that TV revenues will be up 10.4%, $61.9 million across the board. An L.A. County Superior Court judge will hear arguments today on Univision's request for a temporary injunction to block Nielsen from implementing its local people meters in L.A. And Reverend Al Sharpton gets his own cable show. Read full particulars on these stories and a lot more in today's TVBR. Finally, good radio executive is really hard to find, so if you're searching, contact Kathy Carnegie at RBR. She'll walk you through how to place your career opening with RBR and TVBR. And of course, we'll do an outstanding audio ad for you. So use today's technology and call Kathy today. I'm Bob DiCarlo. That's the Thursday morning edition of the RBR Daily E-Paper. Have yourself a terrific day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Radio Business Report. First, fast, accurate, and independently owned.